Dan Nebrith, Jr., Erie County's Emergency Services Commissioner, joining us live this morning. It's our first blast of winter, Dan. So are you gritting your teeth, or are you actually excited about it?
Well, I think if you're in my position or the position of any first responder, you have to be kind of smiling a little bit, because it's really what we do. We can't really grind our teeth over this, because when it comes to July, August, September, we're preparing for days like this evening, tomorrow. So it comes with the territory. It's why we do what we do.
Yeah, it takes a while to get ready, I would imagine. What are those things that you're doing in the warm months that you're kind of getting ready, you have your eye on when the snow falls?
Well, in the case of a lot of the first responders, fire departments, law enforcement agencies, my Department of Emergency Services, we're transitioning some of our equipment over to the winter style. So if we have ATVs, we do have ATVs that we can actually put tracks on. We're winterizing a lot of our equipment, and we're pulling together all of our plans and all of our communications scenarios, just so that we make sure that everybody's on the same page. You might remember a couple of weeks ago, as part of that, we had that transportation drill where all of the agencies that are involved with closing the gates on the thruway, the 400, the 219, it's a coordinated effort. All agencies are involved. There's a whole communication plan that goes along with that to make sure that the gates are closed in the event that we needed to shut down a highway. So those are all the type of things that go on with it, not just 24 hours before we're supposed to get our first snowfall of the year.
You know, Dan, a lot of people are saying, oh, it's so early to have this. But when you think about it, it's not early. I mean, Snowvember started November 13th, 2014.
Absolutely. And you remember the snow that we received in October during the October snowstorm that that caused about $50 million in damage to infrastructure and to residents throughout western New York. So it's never too early. And it's never too late. I remember back when I was in high school playing baseball games into May, where we would sometimes have games delayed because there were a couple of inches of snow that had fallen. So it can happen at any given time. The Mother Nature can be very finicky, and that's why in western New York we should be prepared, whether it's 80 degrees and humid and we're trying to figure out how to cool off, or we're trying to figure out how to stay warm and maybe stay out of the elements when it's 10 below.
Yeah, always looking for a way to be prepared. Do you notice, though, that there's maybe some more problems that we run into in the first snowfall than, say, maybe the 30th time we have a lake effect event?
Well, I think people have to get their winter weather skills together. Don't forget, you also have hundreds, if not thousands, of drivers, young drivers, who for the first time are ever going to see snow. They've received their licenses over the course of the summer. So there are a lot of elements, a lot of variables that go into that. Sometimes people put off until December or until after the first snow to winterize their vehicles, make sure their tires are okay. So we do tend to see more issues early on. But strangely enough, we also then tend to, in the middle of winter, see more issues after we have an extended period of snow where the sun comes out. So people almost, once they see the sun come out and they see dry pavement, they forget that it is still winter time, and they forget that there is still the potential for hazards, high snow banks, and things like that. So you just really have to be cautious, careful all of the time. But we do see an uptick in incidents during that first snowfall, especially that heavy, wet snow.
I heard this yesterday. Everybody should have a plan. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's no surprise. We live in western New York. We're going to get snow. If you live in Kansas or in the Midwest, there's always the potential for a catastrophic tornado to come through. You don't wait until somebody said, hope the conditions are ripe now for us to possibly have a major outbreak of tornadoes if you're out in the Midwest. So here we know it's going to snow. Whether it's in inches or it's feet, we're going to have it. So have a plan together for your household. Download our app, the Ready Erie app, which actually walks you through. It's a drop-down menu. If you have two people that live in your residence, or you have four, you have three people and maybe two animals that live there, it walks you through. How much water would you need based on the number of days that you might have to be sheltering in place in your home? Or what if you all of a sudden have to pick up now, not because of the weather, but because of a gas leak in your house or some other incident, and you have to leave the house for a couple of days? What medications do you need? What identification do you need? All of the things, that's part of a plan so that you can be self-sustaining for a 48 or a 72-hour period.
Do you like the snow?
I love the snow. I'm born and raised in Western New York. I take advantage of it. I snowmobile. I ski quite a bit. I live out by Chestnut Ridge Park, so even in the dead of summer, I'm constantly reminded of snow every time I drive by Chestnut Ridge Park.
Hey, Dan, I hope it's everything works out well this weekend and beyond for the whole winter season. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Dan Neverth, Jr., Erie County's Emergency Services Commissioner.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.